Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles D. Mitchell.
You get a chance to watch any football this past weekend? You were traveling.
No, I'm not. And this is like a first for me almost like ever. I've yet to see an NFL game.
Well, it's been weeks. Some really interesting football.
Yeah. I'm catching highlights, but I haven't
seen it. Yeah. And I think we're seeing, you could argue, a changing of the guard in some cases. And, you know, again, we're seeing Tom Brady, who I still think, in terms of being a quarterback anyway, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Hard to argue that.
Yeah, it's hard to argue for sure.
But he doesn't have the supporting cast we've seen. And we also didn't see a member of his supporting cast after the game, which was Giselle, which was interesting. So, but we saw his kids and everything like that. Man, I think it's, you know, it's unfortunate that someone's personal life has to play out so heavily on the screen, even though he's highly compensated and she's highly compensated. But what's interesting is having retired the prior year, retired and come back, do you think that was an authentic retirement?
Well, I think it was authentic in the sense that he probably thought that was the right thing for him to do for his family. I don't know that he really wanted to retire. He probably, you know, look, I mean, I can imagine the guy's a competitor, right? Goes to the playoffs, loses. Do you hang him up after this one? My guess is that Giselle was having this conversation all along. That's just what I'm assuming. I could be totally wrong, but she's having this conversation all along. They're having this conversation about what this is going to look like once the season's done. And my guess, again, all speculation, but my guess is that he was like, okay, I gotta step up and do what my family's done for me all these years and start to fulfill this other role in my life. And then my guess is that, you know, he makes that decision. But you got to also remember, I think there were some other pieces to that that were supposed to fall into place that didn't. One being this partial ownership with the Miami Dolphins, right? So he's got this whole setup over here. Maybe we move to Miami. I don't know where he lives now. Maybe he does live in Miami already. But you basically have this setup where now you become a part owner of the Dolphins. You got this whole life that you can jump into. You get more present for your family, you get to be more of a father, more of a husband, and then that thing crumbles and falls apart, right? Because of some stuff the NFL finds out. They had all this tampering thing that they were accused of with, I think, Sean Payton as well. Mm-hmm. So that all goes away. And then you look at this whole picture and you go, wait a minute, I could be playing. You know, that's really what I want to do. And retracts and says, hey, I'm coming back. I want to play, right? We saw how that went down. That didn't go so well.
And it doesn't seem to be going well for him and the Bucks right now. But
do you think that's impacting his play?
I don't think it's helping his play. Mm. You know, Dana White, who obviously is with the UFC, told a story recently that Tom Brady was ready to sign on the dotted line with the Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders. And that your boy nixed it.
Not my boy. Yeah, Gruden. He's not my boy.
Gruden.
Yeah, little Chucky nixed it. Yeah. So there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot to this. But his self-identity is as an NFL quarterback. I'm not saying he doesn't see himself as a husband, a father, et cetera. But he probably feels like, I've got so much time on this clock. And I am going to regret 3 years from now if I don't give this another shot. He's going to regret it regardless.
Sure.
He can retire at 55 and he'll think he has another year, right?
Yeah.
And he's the best we've seen at a quarterback. He really is the best we've seen at quarterback.
Yeah,
and it's not just the physical part of it. It's the level of diligence and intellect that he approaches the game with, right?
Almost like the way Tiger was in his prime as a golfer.
Yeah, it's and to me, and people may argue, even how Floyd Mayweather approaches a boxing match,
for sure.
Right? And there are very few that you can attribute that to. So I think it's unfortunate, man, that, you know, at some point these self-realizations play out into disappointment in other people may have you know, for you. But
do you think he needs to practice on Wednesdays? Or is he at home, you know, making dinner for Giselle and the kids?
Look, man, my theory, your husband, your wife, whatever it might be, to some extent, you got to let people be who they're going to be.
Yeah.
And again, I know it impacts kids, et cetera. I get it. But I'd hate to have someone put me at the center of blame for them not
being
supposedly
happy.
Flourishing yeah, and being
exactly.
happy, right?
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
I agree. I don't think that's fair either because I think at the end of the day, we all have to make decisions about how we want to live life, right? Because you only get to do this once as far as we know, right? And so if that's the case, we have to respect the fact that the person that I love and care about, who's always been there for our family in all the ways you would expect him to, I would assume, don't know otherwise. How can he not be able to make the decisions that he needs to make for him as it relates to his career and say, you know, do you give up football? Because, I mean, and again, to your point, the greatest we've seen play this position. Kind of like you want to leave on your own terms.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? At the same time, if you're him, don't make empty promises around what you're going to do next year or this year or that. Because, you know, she and the kids need to have a level of trust in that, too.
And that's what I would assume, because you would think that they're – and look, I can get in a lot of trouble if I say what I was about to say. But you would assume she's rational, right? You assume she's a rational human being. And to be fair to her, perhaps she wouldn't behave the way that we're hearing if she wasn't told something different about what she could expect.
Was that what you were going to say?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving her a lot of credit as a, I'm assuming.
Well,
being rational is, I mean, that's not dependent upon.
What?
It's not gender specific. That's all I'm saying.
Why would you even?
I wasn't doing that at all.
Doing what?
I wasn't doing that at all. I wasn't making an inference one way or the other. I was just saying.
Well, here's what I'll say. You know, there could be an argument he's not rational at, you know, 45, almost 46 years old, trying to still. But
yeah, but he's playing every Sunday.
Exactly. And he's playing. He's
playing well.
High level. He's
very
high level.
Very high level.
And you know, I wouldn't envy him, her, or the kids, right? Mm-hmm. I know it all looks great outside looking in. We probably think he's got the best life in the world. No, but I'm sure.
Everybody,
she's torn up about it. He's torn up about it. And who knows? Maybe she literally was on a modeling shoot or doing her thing.
Right.
But it's an odd visual, and it's a rough optic when you know she's been there for every game, and all of a sudden she's not. You'd hate to have it end that way.
Mm, yeah.
You know. Yeah. But
well, hopefully there is no end for the two of them, and that they can figure that out. I mean, obviously, the ability to be together and sort of support one another is what relationships are about, and hopefully that's what's happening for them.
Well, look, and I'll just
that it will happen.
And I'll just say this as we wrap this one up. Tom has a history as it relates to his relationships. So with the actress, I think Monahan is her last name, right?
Correct.
And I believe she was pregnant when he shifted and moved on
to Giselle.
To another relationship. So, you know, here's all I'll say. You know who you marry sometimes, right? You also know who you marry. Now, I'm not making excuses or I'm not, and if I'm off base, my apologies, but that's my understanding. So, there's that.
And there's that.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.